Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Sherrard. It's brought to you by Zimmerman Honda, Blackhawk Bank and Trust, and John Waugh with Country Financial in Aledo. October is a great time to buy a Honda. The 2023 Ridgeline is available at Zimmerman Honda for 0.9% for 36-month financing. How about 2023 CRVs, HRVs, Civics, Accords, Pilots, and Odysseys, all available at 3.9% financing for 48 months? Come see the sales staff at Zimmerman Honda for full information. Or maybe you're looking for a certified pre-owned vehicle. Zimmerman Honda is the spot for you with financing at 2.9%. Stop in at Zimmerman Honda in Moline to see all they have to offer and take a test drive. Zimmerman
Honda. Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. This is Robin Hufstetler. We're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through town. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat. Give me a call at the John Waugh Country Financial Office in Aledo today at 309-582-3455. We'll talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them.
Have you heard? Blackhawk Bank and Trust has 4 checking account options, plus a money market account, all created with you in mind. Find the benefits of choosing the Chief through Essential Checking, Cash Rewards Checking, Interest Checking, Relationship Checking, or a Relationship Money Market account. Most accounts offer you the chance to select how you earn rewards or interest. They're flexible, they're unique, and they offer great perks. Stop in and open your new account today. Blackhawk Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. This week on the Sherrard High School Sports Spotlight, we're talking with senior Jack Hattelstad, member of the Tigers boys basketball team, off to a 5-0 start. Jack has scored in double figures in all 5 games for the Tigers so far this season. So, Jack, as we start with you, your senior season off to a nice start, both individually and team-wide. Tell us, first off, kind of how things have been going for you offensively. Looks like a pretty good start for you so far this season.
Yeah, so, you know, the team really really looks for me to get open looks. So a lot of the credit goes to them. But in the off season, I worked really hard to try to get to the point where I can create some of my own shots. So, you know, over the summer, that was my focus. And I think it's translating well during the game so far.
Well, you say, you know, working in the off season, I know you're a basketball kid, right? That's kind of your focus athletically. So talk to me a little bit about kind of where the love of basketball comes from you, and tell us kind of what the type of work you put in, you know, in the off season over the summer, a little bit about that.
Well, I think the love for basketball really comes from my family. I mean, with 3 other siblings in my family, all of them playing basketball other than one, I've been surrounded with basketball since I was, 7 years old probably. And so just being at the games, and then I have to give a lot of credit to my older brother, AJ, you know, always pushing me, trying to be the best that I can be. So I think the love comes from that. And then as far as, you know, working on the off season, you know, I have my personal trainer, Jordan Delp, and of course my amazing coaching staff, Coach Johnson, and all of them. They're always looking to try to open up the gym for me and my teammates to get the best that we can be.
All right, so like we said, off to a 5-0 start this season, heading into a big game with Rock Ridge tomorrow night. Through the first 5 games of the season for Sherrard and boys basketball as a team, give us kind of a status report. How do you feel the first 5 have went? Got to be happy with, I'm sure, the 5-0 record, but how do you feel that you and your teammates have played so far?
Yeah, I think we're playing really well, actually. A lot of us have played together since our freshman year, most of us have. And so we're really trying to jive together here. And I think that we're doing that pretty well through the 5-0 start.
Well, I know for you guys this year especially, a lot of returning faces from last season. I think your 7 leading scorers from last year all back here in 2023-24. So how much has that helped kind of getting off to a fast start, you think? I know there's a lot of familiarity with the kids you play with, like you mentioned. So how helpful has that been, kind of the returning nucleus you have that's so familiar playing with each other?
Well, that's a huge help, you know, always having scorers on the court, you know, can lead to a 5-0 start. But, in practice, we're able to skip over a lot of the nuances and stuff like that and get right to the stuff that we want to get to, so.
All right, and then, you know, just kind of expanding upon that, I know this year probably for the first time in quite a while, there's really high expectations heading into a season for Sherrard and boys basketball. So when you look down the line, I know it's really early in the season, What are some goals, I guess, you have team-wide? And maybe if you can hit your peak at the end of the season, what is the, you know, what do you think this team can do if you put it all together?
Well, ultimately, obviously, the goal for every single basketball team is to win a state championship. But realistically, I would say that maybe go a little farther than regionals this year. We went to the regional championship last year and fell short to the Rockridge Rockets. And so maybe we come out with the regional win and go to sectionals this year.
All right, and you mentioned Rockridge. They're playing them for a regional title last season. You play them coming up tomorrow night in a game that I think is very highly anticipated. So speaking about that game, you know, first off, just I know Sherrard and Rockridge is such a great small school local rivalry. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, what it feels like getting ready to play Rockridge from the Sherrard perspective?
You know, it's an exciting feeling. They're number one ranked in the state, and I believe that we're number 24, so that doesn't happen very often where two conference teams are ranked in the state. So I think just the atmosphere surrounding the game, you know, really pushes us to do the best that we can do tomorrow night.
All right, that's Sherrard High School senior Jack Cattlestad joining us. As we said, the Tigers take on the Rockridge Rockets tomorrow night in boys basketball at Rockridge. Jack, thanks for talking with us. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.